After a cunning and stealthy rescue carried out in hyperspace, the Raug ship continues to follow the Asgara vessel to its destination, a Tigran base, to see who is behind it all. Meanwhile, Teo accompanies Captain Gideon on an operation to liberate the rest of the captain's men from a Tigran base. The raid is a success, but as they're leaving, a hostile Tigran warship arrives, closely followed by the Raug craft bearing Cao Chi. After an exchange of weapons fire and attempted data subversion of Gideon's vessel, the Raug ship neutralizes the aggressive Tigran craft, destroying its weapons and engines. Teo, Gideon and Cao Chi, representatives from the three lost human colonies, briefly meet aboard the Raug vessel before they go their separate ways. Julia Bryce and her fellow Enhanced are on their way to Earth aboard a passenger liner when it's boarded by brigands led by the terrorist Corazon Talavera. Talavera takes them to a refugee planet and coerces them into upgrading two thermonuclear missiles for one of the refugee leaders. Julia then finds out that a priest of the Covenant Order of the Spiral Prophecy, a fundamentalist offshoot of the mainstream Father Sage creed, claims that the lost tomb of one of the ancient Father Sages lies on Darien. A spiralist armada is therefore gathering, and the missiles are part of a planned invasion of Darien to secure the supposedly sacred site. Julia and the Enhanced try to escape before the armada reaches Darien, but fail in the attempt and are forced to watch as the weapons they upgraded are used by the fanatics to destroy a Brolturan battleship and severely damage the Earthsphere vessel. Afterwards, Talavera puts each one of the Enhanced into a virtual reality tank to coerce them into working on detailed course and hyperspace jump data for a large number of other missiles. Down on Darien, Greg and Rory are engaged in delaying the advance of Brolturan forces into the mountains' passes leading to the Resistance's stronghold. Greg is heading back there when, from orbit, the Brolturan battleship Purifier launches a massive particle beam attack on Tusk Mountain. Greg and Rory are in the target zone of a second strike. Then, the Purifier is destroyed in orbit by the Spiral Armada's thermonuclear missile. Down in hyperspace, Robert is rescued from the Pocket Universe trap by the Construct, who then sends him and another Rosa Sim on their next mission. They must go to an Akorga nest world to retrieve the Zyradin, an ancient forerunner entity designed to bond with the Yuvovo Segrana, thus augmenting its powers at this crucial juncture. They descend into the insectoid Akorga-dominated world, find and recover the Zyradin, and have to flee the pursuing Akorga via ancient forerunner transfer platforms. The Rosa Sim stays back to fight off a horde of deadly silver creatures while Robert heads over to the forerunner platform to escape, but they get to him just as the platform activates. When he arrives at the transfer platform in Tusk Mountain on Darien, still carrying the Zyradin canister, he is on the point of death. Greg Cameron is at Tusk Mountain when a dying Robert Horst arrives with the Zyradin canister. The Warp Well Sentinel and the Zyradin tell Greg that the Zyradin must be taken to the Forest Moon and given to Catriona. She is now the keeper of Segrana, and through her the Zyradin can merge with the forest-wide sentience. Only the Warpwell chamber inside Giant Shoulder can transport them to Niviesta, so, after evading an ambush during their Zeppelin journey, Greg and his team reach Giant Shoulder only to find that the Brolturans have pulled out.